So, Warwick.
So, Michaela.
Is Santa real?
Is Santa real?
Yes.
What sort of a question is that?
Well, it's an important question.
Of course he's real. Oh. He still comes down my chimney.
Cool. Well, I'll still put my sack out.
Welcome to the Tradies Business Show, helping you get off the tools and into true business ownership so you can spend more time doing the things that matter most. Now, here are your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark.
So, welcome back to the Tradies Business Show, where... Please don't let your kids listen to this, because Michaela's going to just, like, destroy some of these things for them.
No, because it's all real. I just needed to double check, because...
Oh, right, okay.
I'm getting a bit of that holly feeling at the moment.
Right.
So, there was, you know, Christmas decorations out in the shops already.
I know. It's... Well, we're recording this early September, like the 1st of September. I know, it's the 31st of August. My watch is wrong. But, like, it's not even spring, and we got Christmas stuff out.
Yes.
I don't get it.
And it made me think, oh, I haven't organised anything for Christmas holidays.
And what I thought, are they?
You know, where you actually go away.
Oh, right. Where you take time off from your business.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You enjoy it because it's pretty quiet this time of year, so you should probably shut your business or right. At least have a backup plan in place so you can get away from it.
What if you don't want to spend time with your family?
Well, you can go away on your own.
But it is...
Or get rid of your family and separate so that you don't have to spend any more Christmases with them.
It's pretty drastic, but hey. But it is pretty close. So, what are we? September. How many sleeps is it? Tell me you don't know.
I don't. Oh. It'd have to be around the 90 mark.
I guarantee it? The signs will be going up, you know, 87 sleeps till Christmas or some crap.
Yep.
But it does actually come up pretty quickly. So, it bears thinking about now... planning for your Christmas break, if you're taking a holiday, or even if you're not. And Michaela and I bang on all the time on the show and say to a lot of our guests about taking time out and rejuvenating yourself and, you know, looking after your state of mind and your health and all those sorts of things. And so it's good to have that balance. And often for our tradie listeners, Christmas time, for many of them, I know some of you are actually busier at Christmas, but for many of you, Christmas is a good time to take a bit of a break. But there's a bit of fear around shutting the doors or not answering the phone when you're out on the jet ski or whatever it might be. So we just wanted to talk about some things you can start doing now.
That's it.
To make that Christmas break actually a bit more enjoyable.
That's right. And it's all about, you know, thinking about it now, putting systems in place or new stuff or upskilling your staff so that you can take a break and also start the planning process of, okay, you know, not booking jobs in at that time, giving yourself some leeway at the end of the year, and then also perhaps leaving some time at the beginning of the year to get yourself organised and ready for a big 2016.
Mm.
So it's all about planning and looking at what skills you'll need if you were to shut your business or if you're going to cut down the levels of services that you're doing. So who we have, you know, what staff are going on holidays, why not start planning around your staffing that you will need. So that'd be the first step, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. And I would chuck in there right now is figure out what you want to do at Christmas, how long you want to shut down for, what that's going to cost you, and just factor that into your monthly or weekly forecasting, I guess. If you're not forecasting your cash flow and your sales, then you haven't been listening to the show long enough and you need to go back and listen to some of those episodes. But you really should have some sense of how much each month you need to turn over and invoice and how much cash you need to put aside for your general operating. Factor in a bit of extra there for Christmas and maybe push the team a little bit harder or push yourself a little bit harder now, because if you need to save up, say, $5,000 or build up an extra $5,000 in reserves for Christmas, much easier to do that over the next 3 months rather than the last 3 weeks before Christmas and do the mad panic thing of trying to get enough work. And then, you know, you have that really shitty time where it's like, well, we didn't really do enough this year, so we can only have a week off, or I'm going to have to work over Christmas because, you know, I don't have enough for the bass or whatever it might be. So start planning for that now and just doing little bits every week.
So a question a lot of people ask this time of year is, should they close the doors and just, you know, let the phone ring? Or should they have skeleton staff on? Should they, you know, still take the calls on their mobiles when they're out and about? What do you think?
I think it depends what situation you're in. If you've got a mature business, you've got reasonably stable customers and cash flow and those sorts of things, I think most people can afford to either shut down or shut down to perhaps a skeleton staff or someone just kind of babysitting the business for that period of time without thinking that they're going to shoot the lights out over that period.
Yeah.
And just take advantage of it. You know, take time out. Your cars, you know, your vans could do with a rest, and so could you, and so could a lot of your staff. So, you know, it's a time when people want to spend time with family, and here in Australia, it's summer, so everyone wants to go to the beach and fishing and all that sort of gear. So I think it's either shut down, and the good thing about doing it early is you can start telling customers about it now and even using it as a bit of a marketing exercise where you can start to position people and say, look, we're shutting down for 2.5 weeks over Christmas or whatever. If you want this work done, you need to book before the end of September. Yep. So you could actually create a little bit of a marketing push there around the fact that, I mean, it's only a couple of weeks. It's not that big a deal for most people,
yep.
But you could really use that as a positive thing for your business and market off the back of it.
Yeah, and like you were saying before, one thing about, you know, perhaps getting your business babysat, which is something we do at Tradies VA, where we actually will look after your phones, take your bookings and things like that over the Christmas period at a special holiday rate, because often, you know, your traffic coming through is not as big. So it's something, a very cost-affordable thing that you can do over the 2 to 3 weeks over Christmas. And what our clients do is they are then coming back to their workshops or their jobs on the first day back with already work booked in. So they're not trying to ring back customers and getting them booked in and all that kind of stuff. So someone still answers the phone, the jobs are booked in or messages taken, so you're still looking after their needs. But when you come back, you're straight back into it and the cash flow's coming in again. So that's something we do at Tradies VA. It's our business babysitting product.
Yep. And it's one of the things that I have seen with quite a lot of tradies is Christmas is a bit of a shutdown period, but what happens is they don't just stop doing the work that's on the roster. They stop marketing, they stop putting their name out, they stop networking. And so there's this hangover in January right through to February where really it goes dead. Not just because of the Christmas slowdown. A lot of tradie business owners that I've seen over the years, they blame consumers for not spending money, but the reality is they stopped their marketing, and that's what caused a hole in their lead flow, because people forgot about you, you didn't send out your email newsletter, your vans weren't driving around being as visible. So a lot of things actually stop that you don't realise. So to have that babysitting service there, you know, you're at least still answering the phones. I mean, you should still be doing your email marketing and New Year campaigns to get people actually on the front foot coming into the New Year, whatever your business is, and plan to have a pretty good January coming back off your holiday. So you need to start working on those things now, because you're not going to do your marketing while you're up the beach on Fraser Island or something with the family.
No. All right, so what else can they be doing this time of year, Warwick?
Well, the other thing to think about is I talked earlier about cash flow and actually, I guess, trying to squeeze a bit more work in and save up some money inside your business for that period. But the other thing that often happens is people forget about bills and stuff that come in over that period of time. And even something simple like not opening your mail. Just making sure you've got things on direct debit. Just getting your house in order so you can literally take a holiday. Not the sort of holiday that most of us take, which is where we go on holidays. But the reality is, you know, you're sneaking around the hotel room or the campsite with the mobile phone or the iPad while the wife or the husband's not looking and just logging into the bank account to see if there's any money in there. Do we have to go home today?
Yep.
Or just, you know, putting out fires and answering emails and all that sort of crap. So I think off the back of that as well is, if you're not going to do the business babysitting thing with Tradies VA, and I think you'd be nuts if you didn't, at least get whoever's staying behind on board to protect you from yourself. Because we're our own worst enemy often. When we take a holiday, we don't fully take a break. So we interviewed on the show recently one of my Tradies Business Wingman clients, Andrew James from Midas and Accelerate Auto Electrics up in Maroochydore on the Sunshine Coast. But they just took a holiday to Fiji. No big deal. Lots of people take holidays overseas. But he literally turned off his phone, did not check emails, phone calls, nothing. They were uncontactable for a whole week.
Ugh,
sounds like heaven, doesn't it?
It does.
It also sounds like a nightmare to a lot of our listeners, because the fear is that the place is going to burn down and implode while you're away, and the reality for Andrew was somewhat different. Now, he's done a lot of work around that, and yes, he's got a bigger business than a lot of people listening to the show, but he did that pre-work of figuring out what were the sorts of things that would likely come up, how would people deal with them, and not just for Christmas time, but for the rest of the year, it means that that business is more likely to run without him. So he's now able to actually start seeing that, wow, geez, I took a holiday and the place didn't burn down. And in actual fact, they had a record month that month and the guys were the busiest they've ever been. So, you know, it starts to just shift your ideas and your fears around what might happen when you're away. So I think it's important to get the team involved in that as well, because they really supported him to have a holiday.
Yeah, that's great. And I bet he'll come back. He's come back more refreshed, focused, easier to work with, all those other benefits. And his kids are happier, his wife's happier, and we all know happy wife, happy life. So that should be the reason enough to go. So
absolutely.
Now, the other really critical thing is that you must let your podcast co-host know when she needs to get her list in for her Christmas present.
Right. Probably September 2017 would be a good time to do that.
Right. Okay, well, I'll get it ready now because I want to make sure that you've got plenty of time.
You know that 39 before you 39 thing? Yeah, I'm not on there. So there's I guess a bit of prep for Christmas or any holiday period, but particularly because Christmas is coming up. If you're if you're consuming these episodes as you should be, which is twice a week, and be right on it, listening to every single one as it comes out, when I remember to put them up on iTunes. But start prepping for Christmas now. Much easier to start planning now and doing little bits over the next few months than it is to leave it all till the end of November and go, oh, I want to take a holiday, or we're shutting down. Oh, my God, what are we going to do for work next year?
That's it.
So there's your public service announcement, people. If you'd like to find out more, go to tradiesbusinessshow.com. You can find all the episodes there, links and stuff in the show notes, past episodes, all that sort of jazz.
And if you want to find out more about the business babysitting service, tradiesva.com.au or 1300 164072. So that's it for another episode, a quick one today.
All right, I'm off to find my sack. Till next time.
Bye. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Tradies Business Show with Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark. Want to get off the tools and into true business ownership? Find out how at tradiesbusinessshow.com.